Aviation regulators are worried about a traffic jam this summer at one of America's busiest airports. The Federal Aviation Administration wants to cut flights at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. That is where two major airlines have added hundreds of flights in a battle for market share. NPR's Joel Rose reports it's an unusual move, one that has surprised aviation industry veterans.
How the turf war at O'Hare started is a matter of debate. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom blames his rival, United Airlines.
Where we were headed in Chicago due to the reckless scheduling of our competitor, was going to be gridlock.
That was Isom speaking last month at an investors conference in Washington, D.C. A few hours later, United CEO Scott Kirby laughed off that criticism when he got the same question.
Took that as a compliment.
Kirby pointed the finger at American, where he used to work, and said he was glad the Department of Transportation is stepping in.
The DOT is, going to come in and play dad and force us to share, and it's going to all be fine.
This is not business as usual. Not for the airlines and definitely not for federal regulators. That's partly because O'Hare is an unusual airport. It is now the busiest in terms of takeoffs and landings in the U.S., and it's a hub for two major airlines.
We got two global hubs side by side at the same airport, within view of each other. No other airport in the world's like this.
Joe Sweeterman is a professor of transportation at DePaul University in Chicago. He says the city is an important market and hub for both American and United. They've been fighting over gates at O'Hare for years, and that has led both airlines to add flights at a pace faster than Sweeterman has ever seen. He says that also got the attention of federal regulators.
It's, anticipating what could be a long, hot summer if things go as badly as they fear.
Daily takeoffs and landings at O'Hare were set to jump from fewer than 2,700 last summer to more than 3,000 per day this year. So regulators at the Federal Aviation Administration stepped in, concerned that overscheduling could lead to gridlock at the airport. The FAA says it wants to cap flights at O'Hare at 2,800 per day or less.
I was happily surprised that they're taking action in advance because we have not seen that. We really haven't.
William McGee used to work in airline operations. He's now at the American Economic Liberties Project, a left-leaning think tank. McGee says the FAA typically waits until things get really bad before forcing airlines to cut flights. That's what the agency did last summer in Newark, New Jersey, for example, as a combination of air traffic control problems and runway construction led to chaos.
Their modus operandi has been to just let these things play out until they become a mess. And they're being a little proactive here. It's like, here's the pill, now swallow it. I think it's a good thing.
The FAA convened a meeting last month to talk about cutting flights at O'Hare, but regulators have not yet released their final plan. The airlines sound supportive, at least in public, though passengers have some concerns.
That would be really unfortunate because this is my favorite airport.
Ferrari Benton of Chicago is a loyal United customer and does not want to see the airline cutting flights at O'Hare.
This is our biggest airport and it's really busy, so I feel like they probably should not limit. If anything, I feel like they should probably add more staff and more flights.
But others see some possible benefits. Gary Smith of Naperville, Illinois, was in the American Airlines terminal at O'Hare.
As somebody who's lived here my entire life, I guess it's a two-edged sword. One, it would be nice because maybe it would reduce some of the congestion here, but at the same time, it's going to impact people, and it's going to cause inconvenience to people.
The FAA may be thinking it's better to inconvenience people a little bit now than a lot later this summer. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.